This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, 2 hours away from debate time. And we're going to carry it live right here on the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm kidding. The show's over. We're not carrying anything live. That was a total lie. Anyway, we'll talk about the Pentagon, quote, losing $62 million and Hooters is closing and some emails and many other things coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. In fact, let's do some of these emails. Dear Jarhead Jesse, I'm an Army vet who can eat pickles without putting my head in the jar. It's not nice. All the talk and concern about deep fake AI and how bad it would be if someone made a fake video of Trump saying something embarrassing. What's the likelihood these same leftists would create an... Okay, so let's set this aside. He said, I don't want to be tinfoil on my hat. Okay, this is something that I only know a bit about, but I know enough to scare me. So allow me to explain. AI, artificial intelligence and deep fakes and things like that. You want to hear something crazy? Here's something wild. I talked to a guy, and he had been at a conference. He works for a big company, and he had been at a conference, and this conference was all about modern technology and ways in which criminals are using modern technology. Okay? Here's one of the warnings he gave. It's just a heads up. This is a PSA from me to you, not even a thing I considered that exists, but apparently it already exists and it's already being used. Tell me this isn't going to creep you out. You ready? I want you to picture this. Your daughter goes to Mexico for spring break. Right? Your son goes to Mexico for spring break. Phone rings one night. You're sitting around. Oh, shows up on your phone as your daughter's phone number. Okay. Oh, gosh. Okay. You answer the phone. It's your daughter's voice on the other end of the line. Daddy, daddy, help me. I need you to send some ransom money now or these guys are going to kill me. And you can not only hear clearly her voice, it's from her number. You can hear chaos, anarchy in the background, gunfire. Give it to us now or we'll murder your daughter. What do you do? You would do the same thing I would do. Oh, my gosh. But here, tell me. But I'll wire you everything I have. I'll sell my house. Just don't hurt my baby. Immediately. Now, what if I told you it was all made up? It was all fake. It wasn't your daughter's number. Someone spoofed. It's known as spoofing. It's not your daughter's number. It wasn't your daughter on the other end of the line. Someone had, because of social media and everything else, our voices, our faces are out there, and now they can grab samples of it and create whatever they want. Even the background noise, the gunfire, the threats, the everything, it was all fake. The entire thing was a scam. Your baby girl's having a good time. She's on the beach in Mexico, but because she called you, Daddy, help me, you just unloaded the bank account and sent it to a scammer, and it was all fake. That technology exists now. Chris, you have that audio? Someone did this. I need to be clear. This is fake. What I'm about to play for you, what Chris, I should say, is about to play for you is fake. This is not real. This is a made up Donald Trump at Home Depot. Listen to this.
Look, I understand what you're saying, but you're not listening to me. This is plywood. You can't return it after you've cut it. It's policy. Everyone agrees, don't they? They say, sir, it's the best policy. We've received no complaints, actually, about our policies. Absolutely no complaints. People come here, they buy the plywood, they cut it, and they love it. They say,
yeah, we got it, Chris. It's a fake thing someone did about Trump working at Home Depot. And so, do I think something's going to happen with CNN and deep fakes or anything with the debate tonight? No. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I am saying is we are going to have to learn, all of us, to be a whole lot less trustful about what we see and what we hear out there, because the technology is so advanced now. And the criminals have their hands on this technology now, and they can do anything with it. And this is what they can do in 2024. You know how fast technology moves. How fast does technology move? What does that look like in 2030? What does it look like? They could come up with a completely realistic video. They can probably already do this now. A video of you walking into a bank and robbing it when you were never even by the bank. They can do amazing things, horrible things. And I don't even have something I want to tell you about this. It's just the scam was brought to me and it really opened my eyes for, my goodness, the criminal potential out there, and the political potential to do evil, nefarious things. It's a lot. It's overwhelming, isn't it, when you think about it? And actually, I was talking to my buddy who went to that conference with the AI and the deep fake and all these other things. And he said one of the things that they had told him as a way to fight back is you have to come up with some sort of, you should already now, and I should already now, have a code word for your kids that they will use if it's actually them and they need help, because that's how prevalent this stuff is. Did you even know this existed? All the cops will know this existed. I didn't know. It's a crazy world out there. Jesse, as a Utah resident, you need to know that Norm and Norma are alive and well here. We voted against all the incumbents yesterday, trying to vote the scum and losers out. We voted for new blood with Trent Staggs for Senate and Phil Lyman for governor. Unfortunately, the popular and well-known names won. Quote, oh, I recognize the names, Cox and Curtis. I'll vote for them. Losers. This guy's so mad. Typical low information voters. Scum. We're going to get more of the same crap here in Utah. Gosh, he's fired up. He didn't say I could use his name, so I will not. Jesse, you probably have me blocked because of my calling you out for calling LDS people Mormons. But I write your show anyway because I still love your show and do care if I offend you, or so on and so forth. Okay, he's also from Utah and he's super mad. I didn't know anyone called me out for calling LDS people Mormons, and I didn't know that was offensive. Chris, what am I asking you for? And we don't have any Mormons in here. I didn't know. So LDS people don't like being called Mormons? I had no idea. And I have a bunch of Mormon friends. They never told me. Gosh, I just randomly offend people and I don't even mean to. Gosh. Hey, Jesse, right to the point. All right, this is all about Utah. Okay, so Utah people are angry. They're very angry. I get it. I would be too. I'm frustrated. Jesse, I love your show. I'm so disappointed in Utah. Jesse, our governor's the worst. They voted for Lyman. What can I do? All right. First, my frustration with red states, I know you share it. I'm so frustrated with Texas. I'm so frustrated. I'm frustrated with Oklahoma. Oklahoma has James Lankford as their senator. That's pathetic for a place as red as Oklahoma. Utah does this all the time. They just did it again in a primary. South Carolina. I'm frustrated and you're frustrated. And it's okay to be frustrated. And it's okay to be angry, especially after an election that you lost and should have gone your way. What's wrong with these people? What's this? What's that? What's wrong with these people? And I don't know if what I'm about to say is going to make you feel better, but I'm going to do my best to try. Waking up Norm in Norma, it is our struggle. And it is going to be a struggle that will take the rest of our lives. And then our children will have to take up that struggle. Waking up Norm in Norma. Well, I'm a Republican, so I voted for my Republican congressman. I met him once. Ha ha. Fox News told me to. I know. However, it takes time to wake people up who don't want to be woken up. What separates you from them is not necessarily your intelligence or anything like that. Maybe there is. Maybe you're smarter than them. Maybe you're not. I don't know. But what separates you from them is you understand how the world works, how the government works. You don't like how it's currently going. You decided to get involved, get interested, figure out what's going on. You've identified the problem. You are now attacking the problem, trying to get the problem fixed. That's you. Does that not describe you to a T? The problem is, you know, that curiosity about the way the world works and government works and why things, the beginning, how you got started. Norm and Norma, most of them aren't there yet. And don't want to be. They don't want to know more. They don't want to get involved. They want to vote for who they saw on Fox News that night or the guy they met, and then they just want to go to the next T-ball game. I'm not saying don't be frustrated with them. You know I am. But don't beat yourself to death. Don't work yourself into the ground over Norm and Norma. The bulk of the fighting for the future of this country is going to have to be done by you and me. That's a fact. It just is. And it's generally been that way. Remember, one third of this country fought in the American Revolution for the good guys. One third fought for the British. And another third couldn't even be bothered. Well, I don't care. It doesn't really matter to me. I don't care. It's some taxes, whatever. That's the way it goes. All right? All right. Maybe you'll feel better if you just hang out with your dog. Don't our dogs make us feel better? How's your dog's breath? You know that Rough Greens gives you tangible things you can see. You don't have to guess if Rough Greens is working. You know Rough Greens is working because you can see the difference in your dog. His coat, his breath. Do you have a super lethargic dog? Or maybe your dog's hyperactive, bouncing off the walls. Your dog doesn't get nutrition. So when you don't get nutrition, your body goes haywire because it doesn't get the vitamins and minerals and everything else it needs. Start pouring Rough Greens on your dog's food. Roughgreens.com/Jesse gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. This is a natural nutritional supplement. Your dog will live longer. You will see such incredible differences. Or you can even call them if you're just a phone person. 833-33-MY-DOG. All right? We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. One more point before I get back to some emails and the 62 million quote lost in Ukraine and other things. This is actually a point Chris made. We're talking about progress and our frustration with red states and why aren't we getting it right? And we just blew another couple primaries in Utah and I'm frustrated and you're frustrated and we're beating our heads against the wall. I have to remind myself this, so I'm going to remind you. Change is slow. Changing a culture, a country, a state, a city, a county is slow. And for those of us who see what needs to be done and know what needs to be done and want it to be done and we work to make it done, it's so frustrating. I've used this example, this analogy before, and it is so true. We are all of us, we are running a race. We're all heading in the same direction. The norms and normas are so far behind you, and we only get credit. We will only win once everyone crosses the finish line. You know the direction we have to go. It's a cross-country race. You know the track. You know the direction. You've got everything going, and you're heading that way, and you're constantly turning around, and they're miles behind you, and you're pulling your hair out screaming, catch up! But it just takes a lot of time, a lot more time than I want it to take, a lot more time than you want it to take. So
It is what it is. Let's do some other stuff. Hey, Jesse. I've heard some theories, and I don't know how I feel about them. The theory is Biden wants World War III so he can skip the election. I don't know how possible that is, but knowing the communists, it's up their alley. All right. I've heard this. They want World War III. They want World War III. And that's, well, let's just lay something out. They are doing, we, the United States of America, we are doing everything we can to bring about World War III right now. The things we're doing in Ukraine are insane. It's insane for a place that's already lost. Ukraine cannot win. They cannot get Russia out of the places Russia has invaded and grabbed the hold of. They can't. So for a cause that is lost, we are escalating things to the point where Russia is forced to respond. They've made a million public announcements. They've basically said, remember, they've called our ambassador over and said, be ready for a response. American missiles are landing inside the border of Russia, killing Russians. There's going to be a response. There is. Now we see the Biden administration, they're trying to put U.S. contractors, military contractors, mercs, mercenaries, they're trying to put them in Ukraine. So when you take a step back and look at it, it looks like these people are trying to start World War III. Okay, so let's travel down that rabbit hole. Why would they do that? Well, it helps you win an election. Nothing brings a nation together like a war. It unites people. And it's been done many, 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 many times throughout history. It helps, does not hurt, it helps the approval numbers of the guy in charge. You know, Julius Caesar, when he was assassinated, did you know this? When Julius Caesar was assassinated, he was actually preparing for a massive military campaign. He was preparing a huge invasion. Why? Because Caesar had taken power. He'd done a lot of things people liked. And then, for a variety of reasons, he was starting to fall out of favor with the public. You know, approval numbers being what they are, they were dropping. And Caesar calculated, probably correctly, hey, what I need is a war. What the Romans need are victories. They need news of Caesar's legions conquering Parthia. He was preparing for a war because of, if you're to believe the writing, which is all we can do, because of his sagging approval numbers. So starting a war to help a president, a king, a Caesar, whatever it may be, to help their popularity has been done many times before. So if that's a theory that's out there, and clearly it is because I've seen it too, I'm not going to say it's crazy. Maybe that is what they're doing. After all, a million new polls came out today. And you know, I tell you what polls are worth, but a million new polls came out today. Joe Biden is not only still behind, he's losing ground. It looks like a disaster for Democrats coming in November. Now, don't count your chickens. There's a whole lot of real estate between here and November, and we don't know what kind of shenanigans they're going to pull in the states we need to win. Like Michigan, where their Secretary of State is an open communist who's been doing everything she can do to loosen up those voter rules, shall we? Anyway, so it could happen, but let's, you know what? Let's dig into this a little bit more. Is that what they're doing? Are they trying to start World War III? Before we do that, I know World War III can be scary. It can be. But I want you to take comfort in this, all right? I want you to take comfort in MyPillow, because that's really what MyPillow is. It's comfort. Those MyPillow sandals are glorious. It's like walking around on clouds around your house. I used to go barefoot around the house all the time. I always have my MyPillow sandals on now. Got to take the trash out? MyPillow sandals are still staying on my feet. Indoor, outdoor, the MyPillow pillows. You know, they have two packs of multi-use MyPillows right now for $25. Six-piece towel sets. You're getting out of the shower. Oh, no, I'm wet. I'm cool. That sucks. Ooh, there's my MyPillow towel set. That feels nice. $25. They have this $25 extravaganza sale going on. Go take advantage of it. MyPillow.com. click on the Radio Listener Special square and use the promo code Jesse. Or call them. They love talking on the phone. I don't like talking on the phone, but they do. 800-845-0544. Take advantage of it. All right. WW3. Hang on.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. The clock is ticking. It's only an hour and a half left before the debate scene around the world, or even though it's on CNN. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Ask me anything. Doesn't even have to be political. Let's go back to what we were talking about, Ukraine and World War III. And is the Biden administration trying to get us into World War III to help his poll numbers, maybe even cancel the election? Maybe. Okay, well, first, don't believe that cancel the election stuff. That's not something that has ever been done in the history of this country. Don't get me wrong. They would love to do it. But even during WW2, they were still having elections. In the Civil War, there was a Civil War, and they were having elections. So they're not going to cancel the election. But would they start World War III? Are they starting World War III to help Joe Biden's approval numbers? Well, they might be. If you were to lay out, as you know, every terrible thing you could do with this Russia-Ukraine stuff in order to prompt World War III, that's what we're doing. So maybe it is intentional. But the more likely thing is this. We are led by idiots. And I'm not saying that just to kind of take jabs at them like we normally do. These people, yeah, we make jokes and it's on the soundboard. These are the people who lead our country.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
That's a member of Congress, a high-ranking member of Congress. These people lead our country. And it's not just the congressmen and senators and the president who are morons. They fill up the government with their friends, with their allies. Remember, that's what communists do when they get elected. They punish their enemies and they reward their friends. And you can look at example after example after example. The Biden administration is the worst I've ever seen at this, where they will grab someone who doesn't even, you can't even act. You can't even argue that that person has any experience in the area where they're given, and they just hand these people power. What about the Rear Admiral? Pete Buttigieg. This dude was a mayor of South Bend, Indiana, and poorly thought of as the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. A failure. He was a mayor of South Bend. He is now the Transportation Secretary of the United States of America. What in the world does the Rear Admiral know about transportation? He may know something about trains, but he knows nothing about transportation whatsoever. Nothing. And it's fun for me and you to joke and laugh at these people. Ah, they're so stupid. Ah, look at this soundbite. What's she talking about? Tic-tac-toe.
This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
But these are the people who run the United States of America. They run our State Department. Do I need to remind you one of the top economic dogs in the country, Jared Bernstein's his name. These people, I want you to listen to this. I know you've heard it before. Picture this guy talking about money. Picture this guy at the State Department trying to negotiate around World War III.
The U.S. government can't go bankrupt because we can print our own money.
Why does the government even borrow?
Well, again, some of this stuff gets, some of the language that the MM, some of the language and concepts are just confusing. I mean, the government definitely prints money, and it definitely lends that money, which is why the government definitely prints money, and then it lends that money by selling bonds. Is that what they do?
Oh,
geez. They.
Okay, we got it. Well, these same people work at the State Department. They work in the Pentagon. They're all throughout the military. I mentioned the Pentagon. They're throughout the military, the Biden administration. So it might just be run-of-the-mill stupidity. I know I am guilty of this. I like to convince myself that the people who run the country, even when they're Democrats who I hate or Republicans who I hate, even when they're people I disagree with, I try to comfort myself with this. Well, at least they know more than me. Don't you do this? I do this. Even, we'll make it Nancy Pelosi. Well, yeah, she's an evil witch, and she's been horrible, and she's just destroyed so much in her time, and every bad thing you can say about Nancy Pelosi, sure. But when it comes to big things like WW3 and other stuff, surely she knows more than me. She's this high-ranking Democrat. She has access to what? And that's when you start asking the details. Well, what does she have access to that you don't, that I don't? Well, she has, she gets briefs and stuff. She gets, okay, yeah, you're right. She does. She gets briefs, for sure, for sure. Who does she get briefed from? Well, it's a lot of smart people. What smart people? Do you know their names? Do you know their qualifications? Well, the CIA. The CIA is full of the biggest morons and commie hacks today. It's full of more morons than you can possibly imagine. Well, surely that the FBI, I won't even entertain that. The FBI? Who? Who's briefing her? Who knows more than you? Who knows more than me? The truth is, we like to imagine this massive country, $20 trillion economy, 330 million people. Surely, surely at the top, there are some top tier people who are really, they have it all together. And at least they have the information. And they may not agree with me on abortion, but surely they know the ins and outs of Russia and Ukraine and what's happening over here and what's happening over there. And how? No, they don't. They don't. They don't have any idea. Some of the most disheartening experiences I have had in my entire life have been talking to people in power. Big shots, CEOs, generals, admirals, congressmen, senators, FBI agents, people at the State Department. These are people at various times I've run into, had dinner with, had a conversation with, and I will tell you, I don't want to say never once because I'm just probably not thinking of it, but I don't remember ever walking away from a conversation with these high-ranking people who run the country thinking to myself, man, that guy's really sharp. I'm glad he's in charge. It's not like I walked away every time thinking they were morons. That's not true, and that's not fair. There are some sharp people there. But I don't remember ever walking away from a conversation with the people who run the country saying to myself, man, that guy, I sleep better at night knowing he's running things. And this actually ties back to what we were lamenting earlier with all the complaints about Utah and red states and why they're failing in the primaries and things like that. This goes back to that. It's a direct result of the people themselves not caring enough about their government and their leadership to get involved, to get informed, and to insist on capable people and to insist on making changes. The good people either don't go into politics or they half pay attention to politics, whereas the most evil people dig into politics and they are committed all the way. Remember that story I told you about Barack Obama? In case you don't remember, here's a story. I won't go into the connection, but there's a guy I kind of know. Know a guy who knows a guy. We'll put it that way. who was with Barack Obama's Harvard graduating class. He was part of Barack Obama's Harvard graduating class. And as you can imagine, not that I'll ever know, when you're graduating from some place like Harvard, you'll find yourself on a Friday night with a pitcher of beer or Zinfandel, whatever those dorks drink, and you'll be bragging. Hey, what are you going to do after? I'm going to Silicon Valley. I got a sweet tech job lined up. And that's what they were doing. They were all sitting around one night. I'm going to this prestigious law firm. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And they came to one Barack Obama. And Barack Obama told them, I'm going to be a community organizer. And they mocked him to his face. What? What even is that? You loser. Why would you do that? We're going to make money. The evil people were seeking power. The good people couldn't care less, and the evil people seek power. That's a fact. You know what else is evil? Pain. Pain is evil. I don't know about evil, but it's awful, isn't it? You wake up in the morning and your neck hurts. Your foot hurts. You have muscle pain, the little aches and pains that come with life. And we convince ourselves that we have to live with pain. That's what happens. After so much time, we're just used, well, I just won't sleep as much anymore. I guess I'm used to just being crabby all the time. I guess we convince ourselves we can tough it out. You don't have to tough it out. Start taking Relief Factor. You take Relief Factor every day. Natural. All natural things. It builds up in your system. You need to give it 3 weeks. After 3 weeks, that pain will have faded from your life. Does that sound good to you? Do you want to be free of that back pain that nags at you all the time? That bicep that just can't ever get right? Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. They're already preemptively making some excuses for old Papa Joe. Here's Chuck Todd.
That Joe Biden was very disciplined. He needed to push back on the notion that he was talked too much. Joe Biden, the vice presidential debater, I thought was a really effective debater, both against Paul Ryan and against Sarah Palin. He was very disciplined. Yeah. He's really good at moving message. But this version is not the same guy. I don't think he's as nimble.
You don't think? You know, I've been watching, and I just don't think he's 100% anymore. No. You don't say, Chuck. What gave it away? What gave it away? Anyway, one more word on Ukraine before we move on. Headline, this is from the Daily Caller. Pentagon says $62 million in Ukraine weapons aid was lost or destroyed, but it doesn't know which. A lot of people have gotten very, very, very rich off of wiping out an entire generation of Ukrainians. And that is so unbelievably sad to me. I can't believe how evil these people are. And yeah, I know Russia invaded and Russia's the bad guy. I get all that. But taking all your young men and tossing them into that meat grinder with no hope for victory, all so you can get rich. So American politicians and military contractors can get rich. So Zelensky and his cabinet ministers and his generals can get rich. So all kinds of Europeans can get rich. And in the meantime, Ukrainians have lost a generation of young men. When's the last time you looked at a picture of the new Ukrainian recruits? I looked at one the other day. They all look like me. I'm 42. Look at me. I've had to shave my head because I'm losing my hair. You look at all the gray I have in my beard if you're watching on the simulcast. You know they simulcast the show, I should say. I'm not a young man anymore. I'm not a fighting man anymore. Those are the men in uniform now because all the young men are gone. Gosh, that is so unbelievably sad. Dear Shogun, retired 20-year law enforcement here. Oh, he's referencing what I said about being pulled over if you had to go. How would the cop handle it? And he said, we had a radio code for people defecating themselves.
yes, it happened this often, we would say en route to jail with one code brown. Code yellow was urine and code green was vomit. Love your show, brother. Thank you for your service. That's awesome. Jesse, I'm an avid listener of your show and everything you say to your audience makes sense to me. I'm a retired Navy veteran black male who likes your content because you say things that make sense. You're hands down the most knowledgeable person. Congrats, my brother. Do not change what you do or say. God bless you and your family for the rest of your life. You too, my man. Hey, hey, beta male foo-foo body wash boy. Okay, there's nothing beta about using body wash. No, there's not, Chris. There's not. I should never admit anything to you because you're so mean about it. Anyway, he said, I took your advice. I forced myself to go out and interact with people. I'm at a two-week remote work thing, and I've been avoiding everybody. I was invited to dinner, and I'm glad I went. Thank you for the advice. Granted, during the dinner, I had to hear about a female colleague of mine and her wife using the turkey baster method to make children. But hey, I still went, and I blame you. We have to get out. We live in an era where we don't have to have human interaction. Shoot, how many people listening to the sound of my voice right now work remotely? How many? A lot. That's the wave of the future. If you want to talk to friends on a Friday, Saturday night, but you don't really feel like getting out of your jammies, you can just pull up your phone, FaceTime, text message. Maybe you, my sons do this, maybe you play video games and you wear a headset and you talk to other people who play video games. My sons, unless you make them do things, they won't do things. They won't go out. And look, this is not just boys or girls or kids. For adults, too. We don't have to physically interact with anybody. And for introverts like me, I don't know that I'd call myself an introvert. I don't know if that's fair. More antisocial than introvert, I would say. Wouldn't you agree, Chris? Introvert, I don't think is valid, right? That's not bad. I'm antisocial. For someone like me, I don't want to go out. I don't want to go to the neighborhood party. I don't want to go to this event. I don't want to do these things. But human interaction is critical. It's necessary. And look, even if you have to go out with a couple of ladies talking about making a baby, you'll at least have some stories to tell. All the stories come from human interaction. Come from being out in the world. I went out, took the wife out last night for a couple hours after the show, and we saw a car flip over right in front of us, maybe 100 meters in front of us. And everyone was fine. They got out. It was a whole family, kids and everything. And the wife was crying, but the kids were actually laughing. The kids thought it was great. It was some little mini SUV or something like that, Chris. And anyway, but it was wild. It happened right in front of us, and we all pulled over. I love living in Texas. Every car that went by, everyone pulled over and ran across the street, and everyone was there and whatnot. But it ended up being this crazy scene, and we ended up laughing about the whole thing, and even the people who got in the wreck laughed, and the guy who caused the friggin' wreck. Of course, he had a little fender bender, and the other car's definitely totaled. It would be totaled if you flipped it, right, Chris? The frame's got to be jacked. It looked pretty messed up. Anyway, but it was an adventure, and my wife and I talked about that adventure for the next 2 hours. You can't do that on FaceTime. You can't do that on social media. You got to go out and flip a car. No, I'm kidding. Don't go out and flip a car. But you got to go out and see the world. You got to go out and interact. All right. Denmark is doing something. Not that I care about Denmark and not that I'm asking you to care about Denmark, but it is something that bears keeping an eye on. You know, we talk all the time about the war they've declared on our food supply, on prosperity itself. Well, this is a doozy. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.